Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Lamed, which deals with the halachos of the walls of the sukkah, of the defanos. And we're going to do Sif Zayin today, which begins on the very top line. The Mechaber tells us, Sikech al gabe mavui sheyesh lo lechi. If you're making schach on top of a mavui, your mavui is an alleyway. An alleyway could be either enclosed on three sides and only have the front side, for example, that's open, and then you have to put a lechi or a korah on that side, or it can be a mavui mufulish, which we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that's what we're talking about here, that it is enclosed only on two sides, on the left side and the right side, for example, the east side and the west side, and it goes through and through, and you'll have to have some sort of an enclosure on the back end as well as an enclosure on the front end. So now you put schach al gabi mavui. You put up schach from one wall to the other wall, let's say the east wall to the left, to the west wall on the right, and you're putting up kosher schach. Schach's not a problem. It's perfectly kosher schach on top of this mavui, and this mavui has yesh lo lechi. It has a vertical post. The Rama tells us pirush eitz kimin amud. This is like a vertical piece of wood that is like a board, an amud, a post, or al gabe be'er. Or we're likewise talking here about what's called pase biroin. In the times of Aliyas Regel, during people times going up to the Beis HaMikdash for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Aliyas Regel for the Shlosh Regalim, so people needed water on the way. And the water would be a problem because the well was Rishus HaYochid, the surrounding area might be Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, you have a problem. How are you going to get water up from the well? So obviously, if you're leaning over the well and you're totally within the airspace of the well, it's not a problem of carrying the water. But if you want to bring your animals to the area around it, so Chazal allowed you to go and make what's called pase biros. They would take two right-angle boards, each of an amma in width, and they would put these boards, they had to be at least 10 tefachim in height, and they put them at right angles in the four corners of an area around the well. It had to be a certain distance from the well, couldn't be too far. It's a famous machlokes of Meir Yehuda, what do you do if it is too far? Can you put up a board in the middle or not? We're not going to get into all the details of pase biros. We learned this when we did the halachos of Erevin. In any event, this pase biros structure also could have schach on top of it to make into a kosher sukkah. So we're asking here the question, something that's good in regards to Hilchas Shabbos, will it be good also in regards to Hilchas Sukkah? So again, one more time, the Mechaber tells us, if you put up schach on top of this mavui mefulush, or agabe be'er, on top of a be'er, sheish lo pasin, it has these right angle boards in each of the four corners, as the Ramah tells us over here, pirush, karshiates, boards of wood, svivos of be'er, that are surrounding the be'er in the corners, lasos rishus hayochid, and turns this area in regards to Hilchas Shabbos into rishus hayochid, so you can carry from the well into this area that's surrounded by the double boards at each right angle at each corner of the four corners of this square around the be'er. So the Mechaber tells us, Hare zu sukkah kishera, losu Shabbos shebesoche chog bavad. So this is good for Hilchas Shabbos, so it's also good as a sukkah. And it can work just for Shabbos in the chag as a kosher sukkah. In other words, because it's good for Shabbos in terms of the Hilchas Shabbos, so therefore it also works to be a kosher sukkah, but just on Shabbos within sukkahs. Mitoch, since shelechi zeh, because that lechi that's at one side that's open, the pasin elu and the pasi biros, the four right angle boards that are put in each of the four corners, they function into a halachically good mechitza. This lechi or the pasin mechitzos linyan Shabbos are good mechitzos in regards to Hilchas Shabbos, and therefore, if they're good for Hilchas Shabbos, they also make it into a kosher sukkah. Nachshav osam kim mechitzos linyan sukkah. So therefore, they also work as valid walls for the sukkah, and as long as we put up kosher schach on top of them, it is a kosher sukkah. Then we'll just finish off this Sif with the Ramah before we do the Mishnah Berurahs. The Ein Lahati, the Ramah says, El b'makum shalechi upasin matir in linyan Shabbos. This only works if they actually are functioning in regards to Hilchas Shabbos. If they are going to be used in regards to Hilchas Shabbos to make this an area that you can carry it within on Shabbos to make it into Rishus HaYochid, so then it can work for the Sukkah. Because otherwise, you don't have the Migu. The reason why it works is because if it's matrit linyan Shabbos, does shayach migu. He brings down from the Ran that you have a migu. If it's good for Shabbos, it's also good for Sukkot. But if it's not good for Shabbos, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, why it might not be good for Shabbos, so then it won't work as well for Sukkot. That is Siv Zayin. We'll see if we get further in Siv Ches today, but let's first do the Mishnah Berurah's Siv Zayin. So Sivkot Lamed Beis Mishra tells us, Midasasam Machaber, since the Chaber did not mention whether this is a Mavi Mefulush, a through and through Mavi, that only has wall on the left side and on the right side, on the east side, let's say on the west side, but on the north and south ends, it's through and through open. So Midasasam Machaber, since the Machaber did not specify what type of a Mavi we're talking about, it's Mashma, the Sphira Lay, that the Machaber holds, Ka Poskim, like those Poskim, Dafilu, but Mavi HaMefulush, that this din applies even when it's a Mavi Mefulish, it's open on both ends. And the Eshel Lechi Mitzadecha, on one side, it just has a Lechi there in order to make it enclosed. The Sichech, but the Schach, of course, is Kashir Hechsha Sukkah, Litzad Lechi. And of course, the Schach is going to be a Kashir Schach on the side that has the Lechi in order for us to be even discussing that this could be a Kashir Sukkah. So in this situation, Gam Kein Kosher, it will be a kosher space in regards to Hilchas Shabbos, so therefore, it is a kosher space in regards to Hilchas Sukkah. The reasoning is, Vatam, Da'ide Lechi, based upon this Lechi, Nechshav Le'inyan Shabbos, it is considered halachically in regards to Hilchas Shabbos, Afilu Roch of Mashu, as long as this Lechi is at any width to it, Kilu Hayam Mechitza Le'oz Sotzat, that is a valid halachic Mechitza on that side, so you have three walls there. V'imkein, Yeshlo Sholosh Mechitzos, as a result, you halachically have three walls. The heavy Minator, Rishus HaYochid, and Mid Oraisa, it's Rishus HaYochid in regards to Hilchus Shabbos, and therefore, it's perfectly good in regards to Hilchus Sukkah as well. And we say, the reasoning is, V'amrinan, Migu, the heavy Mechitza, Linyan Shabbos, since it halachically works on a Oraisa level for Hilchus Shabbos, heavy Nami Mechitza, Linyan Sukkah, therefore, it can work halachically in regards to a Sukkah as well. However, this will only work on the Shabbos she'ikla b'sochachak, for that Shabbos that is within Sukkos. I, v'yafal gav, the midrabbanon, also latal the b'shosh mechitzos. I, on a derabbanon level, you require four walls on Shabbos. You'd have to have a tzuras ha'pesach on the other end in order for it to be a kosher mavi mefulush. So b'shabbos the sukkah, mutu mishum mitzvah sukkah. But on this Shabbos, since it's technically kosher midaraisa, so therefore this is considered a kosher sukkah as well. The issue footnote number 34 explains this a little bit more and says as follows. The Shabbos, Hare Dai Bigzeras HaRuach, Ein Dayo Shu Mechitzos. In regards to Hilchas Shabbos, it's adequate that you don't physically have a wall. It's enough that it's considered enclosed. Well, Lefikach, it's inadequate on a Daraisa level, Dai Belechi, or Bepasi Biros. That's why the Lechi, the Pasi Biros work on a Daraisa level. And therefore, Vim Kain, Heyer Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha tells us, how can you say this Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah? Hare Le'inyan Sukkah, Yesh Din Shiu Defanos. On Sukkahs, you need walls. It's not enough to have just this Gederas HaRuach, which is acceptable for Shabbos. And the Lechi is not considered a Dauphin. So therefore, how does this work? So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that sound the Igris Moshe, that the Ran's opinion is, She'ain kavonas hamigur, the migur that we're saying over here, it's good for Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah, is not as simple as that. She'ashem she'esh l'dofen zu chashivas l'inyan Shabbos, kach yesh lo chashivas l'inyan Sukkah. Just because it works as a wall for Shabbos, therefore it works as a wall for Sukkah. No. El Arak, she'kivan she'bishabbos mo'ilo ha'dofen. Since in regards to Hilchus Shabbos, one is allowed to carry there. So therefore, ein linhog l'gabi Sukkah, it's not right that in regards to the halachos of Sukkah, shelo techoshev k'dofen, that it's not considered acceptable as well. Because otherwise it would appear a stira. How could it be good for Shabbos but not be good for Sukkot? That's the understanding of this migu according to Rav Moshe Zatzal. Now we go to Dirshu footnote number 35, where he brings down that even though the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chav Gimel tells us Shasukkah she'en ruy l'Shabbos l'Shabbos bo shivas yomim eino neshavas Sukkah, even though we technically say that a Sukkah that's not able to be sat in for all 7 days doesn't have the halachic status of being a Sukkah. It has to be able to withstand all 7 days of the Yontif. Nevertheless, here, if it's only good for Shabbos, so then it shouldn't be good for the rest of Sukkahs. Im kein Sukkah zu, she'enok shere ela b'Shabbos, it's only good on Shabbos, so l'chora, eino nechsheves k'sukkah, it shouldn't be counting as a kosher of Sukkah. So how does it work? And this is Prima Gordon's question as well. It's brought down in the Beis Meir. So he says, the Rashash and the Meromri Sodder say, Sha'af al psul zeh nemar migu lachshiro, even though over here it is possible for the rest of the week, but since it's good on Shabbos, she'kishem shel inyan Shabbos, ein chisaro shel ena re'uyi l'shiva, kach le'inyan sukkah b'Shabbos. Because the chisaro on Shabbos is not that it's not re'uyi l'shiva. It is good for all 7 days of Shabbos, it would be perfectly good. It's just that it's only good for Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that it's not good for all 7 days. That's the answer that they give. However, in the Shilas Shuvas Binyan Shlomo, he's doched this svara, ayin in the rest of this footnotes for the reasons why. Now, he then brings down for the Marcheshes another teretz.
And he says that the psul of a sukkah, she'ena ruya l'shiva, lo nemar ela b'schach, that only is applicable for the schach. If the schach's not good for 7 days, then the sukkah's not good at all. But the defanos, the walls, ain't tzara shiyu ru'uyos l'shiva. They don't have to be good for all 7 days. And here, it's good for Shabbos, that's enough. The Gemara says that in regards to the psul of a sukkah on Gabi Behema, mishum she'ena ruya l'shiva, machbash osu lalo sila b'yom tov, how do you explain that? It's not good because you can't use it on Yom Tov. He says, so the chesaron there is not in the schach, it's the fact that the animal is mukta. We call Malkum, he says, no. Kiven she'esham chisaron b'chol asuka machmas shekula ain't really shiva. The whole sukkah is not good for all 7 days, including the schach, so therefore, nech shavadavik apostle b'schach. So it looks like it's a psul in the schach, even though technically it's a psul only in the animal. So that's another teretz from the Rechashas. And finally, the Binyan Shlomo says, Shapsul shall ain't a ruya l'shiva. This idea that if it's not good for 7 days, it's not good at all, was only said, lo nemar, elo kishain a ruya l'shaos b'shiva's one. If you couldn't live in it for 7 days, something in it is making it not livable for that period of time. Shemach v'skach l'nechshevish ain't a afilo kidiris arad. Then it's not even like a temporary dwelling. But here, ruya l'hashos b'shiva. Here, you could stay in the sukkah for all 7 days, not a problem. El Shein Hakshev, it just happens not to be kosher. And therefore, that's not considered a chisarin. Finally, he says, Va'af, shegam b'yontif, nesa lahotzi mishus l'rushus shelo l'tzorach. He says, technically on yontif, you're not allowed to carry also, unless it's for some sort of at least minimal tzorach of yontif, as the Ramah taught us in Simon Tovkov Yudches. And therefore, l'chora, af b'yontif, yesh l'hachshus ha'sukkah midin migur. He says, why do we only see on Shabbos that this din migur applies? It really should apply to yontif as well. Shari hayideh alechi hutra tiltu shelo l'tzorach, because now technically you could even carry here shelo l'tzorach, and therefore vimke nemar migu shenechshav kidofen linyan yontif nechshav kidofen linyan sukkah. Why don't we say the same thing? Just like it's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah. So too, if it's good for yontif to carry, it's good for sukkah as well. And this is the question of the Rukiva Eger, and he says this is also a question in other svarim as well, and they're left with a tzorach iyun gadol. However, Rosha Feinstein's that Salah Nigris Moshe does give an answer, and he says, Yesh Lomar, Shein Omer Migoy, Elokisha Halechi, Matir Bepoel, Esatiltul, Hanitzrach, Lutzorch, Mitzisukkah. He says, the Lechi only works on Shabbos because otherwise it wouldn't be allowed at all. Whereas on Sukkah, on Yontif, all Tiltulim are allowed if they're Lutzorch Yontif. Ein Tzrichim Lechi, they don't need a Lechi. And therefore, we don't say the Migoy in regards to Yontif. Now we go to Sivkot and Lama Gimel. The Mishmur says, the Pasi Biros are around the well. Hainu, Arba Koros, Neutzos, Biabor, Rucho, Zukinegzu. You have the double boards at right angles at each of the four corners at some distance from the well. Shakol Korah, no to Amma Lakan. Each of these two double boards is one Amma in its width, and they're at right angle to the other board, Viamma Lakan. Vitiru, and the rabbis allowed this to be considered a Rishus Yochim, Mishum Ola Regalim, because of the people that were being Ola Regal, Shir Yecholim Lishov Mile in the Hemptons, so they could go and draw water up from the wells for their animals from the well. Shir Rishus Yochim, which has the status of Rishus Yochim, but it's standing within a Rishus Rab, Omi Rishus Rab, and the animals would not be able to drink, and nobody would be Ola Regal. And therefore, Vayedei HaPasim, because of this Pasi Biros system, Nasa Svios Haber Rishus Yochim, that turns the area around the well into Rishus Yochim, and that's why the rabbis allowed it. Even though this technically was a kula just for the people that were Yola Regel, here in Sukkah, Hocha Mishum Mitzvah Sukkah, also Hitiru Gamkein Dovar Zeh B'Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag. So they allowed this as well on the Shabbos in Sukkot. Sivkot Lamed Dalet. However, the Ramah said you can't use this unless you're actually using this to allow you to carry on Shabbos. Vein lahatir, hayne mishum de mechaber sasim, since the mechaber didn't say specifically, he just said this in general, stam, mashma de siru le lahatir b'chol gavne, he allows it under all circumstances, lochein bo lomar, therefore the Ramah had to go in it, the lamaisa, we should be machmir yesh lahachmir kedasa poskim, according to those poskim that say, from the stam statement of the Mechaber, it would seem that this would work even if it didn't work for Yochel Shabbos, and that's why the Ramah has to come along and say, no, this only works if it's going to be Matur Linyan Shabbos. Then you have the Migur that it works as well for Sukkah. The Hainu, that it's telling us, B'mokum sosum mishalosh ruchos, if it's enclosed on three sides, uv'ruach revius yesh lelechi, and the fourth side has a lechi, v'sham mutter, then it's permissible. Ach mi the rabbanon l'tal b'shabbos, then it's certainly good even on the rabbanon level to carry on Shabbos. Certainly bazem matir linyan sukkah b'shabbos v'shul migu, that will certainly work via the smigoy. However, after linyan sukkah lo nucha lachshov kim shtei defanos, but if it's two walls shaschach urach l'tzad helechi b'levad, but here we're talking about the schach is only on the side where the lechi is, so that's why you need the Ramah to come and tell us it only works if it's going to be matirit in some way in hilchos Shabbos. Sivkot lamed hey upasid matirin bisman sheyesh oli regalim. This is talking about during the days when people were oli regal and they needed to feed their animals, so they give drink to their animals. But idna nowadays, he says the lek oli regalim. Nobody's going up to Eretz Yisrael in that fashion. So hecha the lo shriche maya the mutal dvar mitzvah, and therefore this is not a common need, and we don't find water like this needed for dvar mitzvah of oli regal. Vegam davku b'shus harabim the lo b'chotzer, and this also is only in b'shus harabim and not in the chotzer. So therefore this wouldn't apply nowadays. Finally, Sivkot Lamed Vav, only in a situation where it applies do we say that there's this migu ulechatchila. He says nochu lahach mikedas Ramah. We should be machmir like the Ramah that b'makom adchach yishlus mochadei rishonim. But under extenuating circumstances, you could even be makel like the simple reading of the mechaber, the kosel el yiraba dechein hu ikar. And this is the way the el yiraba passes as well. Okay, so we got through Siv Zayin. It's a tough Siv. So we'll begin Siv Ches, but we're not really going to get a chance to go through it. And we'll just give us the outline. Sichech al gabi achsadra. If a person makes schach on top of an achsadra is like a porch area. Sheish lo patzimim. And it has posts that are holding up the wall that stand out from this porch area. So you have a porch with walls on it. And then you have the roof of this is held up with posts that are a distance from the wall. These are called the patzimim. So we'll start reading the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin to explain this. Pirish, what are we talking about here? Achsadra zu hi shnei kisolim ze kineged ze. You have these two walls, let's say one on the east side, one on the west side. U'miktsasa mikora, and part of them have a roof over them. Mikora means a ceiling, a roof. V'samuch lekeru, and near the roof that's in existence, adakotza acher, until the other side, sichech haschach. You put up schach in between. So there's no roof over there, but you put up schach. Now, it's not against the walls. It's against these posts that are holding up the ceiling. Nimso shasuka hazu ein lo elu shnei ksolim. So you only have really an east wall and a west wall. Upatsimim, and these posts, hu shnei amudim, they're two posts, boltim baruch hashlishi. They're on the third side, and they'll be holding up the rest of the ceiling. So the Mishmur tells us, af al pi shebesukka acheres, in regards to another sukkah, she'en lo ela shnei ksolim, if it only had two walls on opposite sides, vasuyim k'mavui zeh k'neged zeh, it's an east wall and a west wall, and it's like a through and through mavui. So we said, Amrina, Masifkim, what we learned previously, that tzarech pas arba mashu, that you have to have a post over there that's at least four tvachim wide, and then with the lavud, it was like 4.1 plus the lavud, 2.9, so that's how you get your third wall of at least seven tvachim. Nevertheless, here, kan, Dai bipatsim. Here it's enough if you have those vertical posts over here. The kivan sheish patsimin. Since you have these posts, amrina, we say over here, pi tikra yorid visosim. We view this ceiling here as if the edge of the ceiling goes down. I think the other day I mistakenly said the word ceiling instead of wall when I was talking about good ochis and good osik. So it's impossible for me to go back and change that now on the tapes, but I just want to correct it now. The difference between good osik or good ochis is that's the wall we view it halachically going up or going down. And here, with pi tikra yorid v'sosim, we're talking about the ceiling, that it's extended in the horizontal direction, but we view it at the end as if it's vertically going down. That's the pi tikra, the mouth of the ceiling, is yorid v'sosim, is viewed halachically as if it's coming down and encloses the area as a wall. Kolomar, as if to say, the Mishnah says, pi tikra, that mouth of the ceiling, that edge of the ceiling, shelo achsadra, in this case of the patio, shehu hakeiroi shelo achsadra, which is the ceiling of this patio, yored v'sosim, it's as if it comes down on that third side, and therefore, nimso sheyesh lasukah dofen shlishi, and therefore, when it comes down, it's as if that third side has a wall. However, avo below patzimim, without these posts, lo amrin in the yored v'sosim, then we don't say that the sukkah schach is yored v'sosim. And therefore, upatzimim elu, these vertical posts, af al pi she'enam nirim bifnim la'omed basukkah, even though they're not visible to somebody inside the sukkah, she'enam nirim bifnim la'omed basukkah, elu la'omed chutzla, they're only visible on the outside, v'gam lo na'asu l'chatchila b'shul mechitzas ha'sukkah, and they weren't made for the purposes of the mechitzah of the sukkah. Nevertheless, mikol makom mo'ilim, they do function as a wall here. And this we'll eventually get to read the Ramah. Sha'acherim cholkin, that the Ramah is going to bring down others that disagree with this mechaber. That even with these posts it won't work. And even if they're wide a tefach, since the two walls are on opposite sides, not connected like the letter Dalet, letter Gam, or letter L. But if they were in fact at right angles to each other, and they come out of tefach, then it would be mahane. Then it would be good. We'll stop over here. We'll pick this up in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.